Hello and welcome to episode 267 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up in just a few days, so this is your last chance to send in topics to the Sean at dailybrainwave.com email address for a chance to be included on the show. Today we continue our wonderful world of Disney Week by meeting up with our guest Keith Main to swap facts about some of Disney World's most famous attractions. All right, as we continue this wonderful world of Disney Week, I'd like to welcome back to the show Keith Main, owner and editor of DisneyAvenue.com and host of the Disney Avenue podcast. Keith, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, we had a great discussion yesterday, and so what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're talking about Disney attractions, and remember, they're not rides, they're attractions. So for you folks out there, okay, we know Disney never calls their attractions rides.
So that's part of the jargon then of being a mouse fan is calling them attractions and not rides.
That's right. Okay. So I guess the first one here is about a little bit about the Haunted Mansion and something that guests often do, and that's each year several families asked to scatter loved ones' ashes in the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. And the answer is always no, but a family has been caught in the act before. And folks at home, please don't scatter your loved ones' ashes on the attraction. All that does is shut the rides down. They vacuum up the remains or filter out the water. And you don't want your loved one's soul resting in peace in a vacuum bag for eternity. So
That just seems macabre.
It sure does.
Very macabre.
Sure does. But it happens. It happens a lot. It really does.
Haunted Mansion is creepy enough
without
real dead people. Wow.
This one's not necessarily an attraction, but Disney World. And Disney World was actually evacuated on September 11th, 2001, that horrid day, in just 30 minutes. The whole park, all the parks evacuated. And staff feared it might become another terrorist target. They then worked through the night to erect all of the 4th of July decorations so it would reopen the following day with an air of national solidarity, and I thought that's really, really cool.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, I'd heard about the evacuation. I had not heard about the decorations. So just to give people an idea of the scale of that feat, about how many people visit Disney World on an average day?
On an average day, you're looking at about 50,000 people in the park.
In just the Magic Kingdom alone?
Just that one alone.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's quite incredible.
And this is another interesting fact about Star Wars in Disneyland Paris. On a trip to Disneyland Paris, George Lucas decided to film the Star Wars attraction during a ride. That is against the rules, you probably know. an oblivious member of the staff, or perhaps a Star Wars hater, tried to actually have him removed from the ride. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it. Holy cow.
And this is a little slightly sinister fact. Disney World is second only to the U.S. military when it comes to purchasing explosives in the United States. and I'm pretty sure it's for the nightly fireworks rather than a plot to take over the world. But that's pretty amazing. I mean, and Sean, this one, and I think the listeners are going to really like this one. When the Pirates of the Caribbean ride opened in 1967, the only fake skeletons available to Disneyland designers didn't really do the job and looked clearly fake. So they used real skeletons previously employed for medical research from UCLA's Medical Center. eventually, they did remove the real bones. However, when they were removing them from the ride, there were a couple that didn't get taken out. Actually, if you look in the scene where the skeleton is in the bed looking through the magnifying glass, that skeleton is no longer real, but the bones on the headboard behind him are. So if any of you listeners out there, next time you ride that ride, check that out in Disneyland. And it's pretty creepy if you think about it.
Well, this has been Walt Macabre World, I guess, in the kicking it off with the – with something a little ghostly, and I guess maybe for October.
There you go.
All right, Keith. Well, thank you so much for being with us today to share a bit about some of the attractions, some trivia about Walt Disney World. You can find Keith over at, of course, the Disney Avenue podcast over at DisneyAvenue.com. You can find him on Facebook at Disney Avenue. I think you pretty much have Disney Avenue locked down tight at this point.
I got it locked down big time. You got that right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 267 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the listener theme week coming up. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow when we ask the question, did Walt Disney have mommy issues?